This is the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 in Accra, Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and myjoyonline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana, X Spaces and Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. This afternoon, government deploys river guards to combat illegal mining as Lands and Natural Resources Minister insists that small-scale mining will not be banned as another inter-ministerial committee is set up to tackle the menace.
In 2018, when we banned mining, we produced more gold from the small-scale mining sector than any other year. So it means it is not the solution.
Well, deal with Chinese nationals engaged in illegal mining. That's the call by the Chinese ambassador to Ghana.
I was accompanying President Akufo-Addo to Beijing. Our president said to him, if any Chinese committed any illegal things here in Ghana, we support you do according to your law.
Also in our hotline documentary titled Drinking with Suspicion, we'll tell you why many families are spending a fortune on sachet water and bottled water, even though water flows through our taps. Also, NDC rejects EC's appeal to John Mahama for a dialogue instead of a demonstration, as it says the EC's claims that there were plants and animals on the voters' register in 2016 confirms their suspicions.
They're assuming that John Mahama cannot think for himself, because the election we are going into is a presidential election and parliamentary election. If there is any interest to be protected there, John Mahama's interest is greater than all of us.
We have details, plus the EC's firm stance that the NDC's demonstration is unnecessary and will only heighten tensions. Plus, it is also the final day for the filing of nominations for both the presidential and parliamentary races. We're live at the EC's office, and also the funny side of things.
Most of the sachet people fetch our water and bag it. They don't.
He wants a kukokitikiti and 24-hour disco.
MPP is going to come and transform Ghana in what? And fashion, ma.
Makani ye kra, ni lante banaman.
Wait there, makani ye kra, 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 kra.
You want to stay for that in sports.
Nsoatreman FC face a daunting challenge against Algeria's CS Constantine in the second round of the CAF Confederation Cup.
These are more coming up with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. This afternoon, government has firmly closed the door to the demand for a temporal ban on small-scale mining in the country. Various interest groups have pushed for such a measure, but the Deputy Lands and Natural Resources Minister, George Miyakuduka, describes the calls as misguided. Speaking at the commissioning of the Meritresu Community Mining Scheme in the Upper Dentura East Municipality of the Central Region, Mr. Duka argued that rather than banning small-scale mining, government will, in the coming days, deploy river guards to protect the water bodies.
I am personally against the call for the ban on mining generally. You can ban mining.
What would be the way to go?
The way is for us as a government, we'll be deploying the river guards soon. Currently, we've trained no less than 300 people. The Naval Command took that responsibility and trained us youth. So we'll very soon deploy them to protect the river bodies. Let's permanently protect the river bodies. As we have the river forest guards, let's also have the river guards. We're going to procure them with body cams. So as they work, we know at any point in time what they are doing. We wouldn't listen to a call that is not in a way purporting to resolve the challenge. So if you ban, what next? In 2018, when we banned mining, we produced more gold from the small-scale mining sector than any other year. So it means it is not the solution. The solution is to find where the challenge is and resolve.
George Miyakuduka is Deputy Lands and Natural Resources Minister. Well, government has established an inter-ministerial committee to engage all stakeholders to assess its effort in tackling the illegal mining menace in the country. My colleague Kweku Asante joins me with more. Kweku, what more is about this committee?
Well, so this is from the Information Ministry releasing that on the instruction of the President of the Republic, Nana Dankwa Akufo-Addo, An interministerial committee has been set up to engage all stakeholders to assess government's effort in dealing with this illegal mining in Ghana. The five-member committee is led by National Security Minister Honorable Albert Kandapa. He's going to chair that committee. Other members of the committee are Lands and Natural Resources Minister Samuel Abujinapo, Minister for Defense Honorable Dominic Nitiwo, Minister for Employment, Labor Relations and Pensions Honorable Ignatius Bafuewa, and then the Information Minister Fatima Abubakar. So this is the five-member committee that the president has set up to assess government's efforts in dealing with illegal mining in the country.
Sure. Thank you, Kweku. Now, one of government's selling points to not banning small-scale mining is the impact such a move will have on the economy. But a tax expert, Francis Timoboy, is disputing that.
By default, illegal operators or illegal miners do not pay taxes. Mm-hmm. Under the mining law, if you start getting your license, you are supposed to pay 5% royalty to the government.
Right.
And that is on your gross produce. Aside that, government also has 10%, what we call the carried interest, on whatever you produce. Mm. Then, below the belt, we have something we call the mineral income tax, which is 35% on your profit. Those who operate in this shadow economy do not pay any of this amount. The focus is on these people who are not rather contributing to the economy by paying the right taxes. Unless the minister is saying that, look, we ourselves go and buy the produce of these illegal activities, which is, again, an issue. If, excuse me to say, producing weed is illegal, what happens to the person who buys the weed? Yet, I think 2023, the mineral royalty that we have collected, including all the big mining operations, is less than 3 billion Ghana cedis. Mm. When these small-scale miners go to sell their produce, they are supposed to pay 1.5% withholding tax.
Right.
Go around the GRA offices and ask how much has been collected. Nothing. We don't have any figure available.
Still on this, the Chinese government has warned its nationals in Ghana against illegal mining, and the country's amidst the country's worsening Galamsey crisis, which has devastated water bodies and forest reserves. As Ghana seeks solutions, new Chinese ambassador Tong Defa, in an interaction with journalists, said even though Ghana's environmental laws are being abused with impunity, Chinese nationals have been asked to respect them.
You have Galamsey. I learned this word when I came here. I have no idea. What does that word mean? There's no English wording, this one. So now I know it's a typical word in Ghana. So it's mean illegal mining. And, you know, and I know there are some Chinese involved in this illegal mining, but we discourage them. We discourage them. And I follow, because I was accompanied President Akufo-Addo to Beijing. He even mentioned this. When he met our president last time in 2018, our president said to himself that if any Chinese committed any illegal things here in Ghana, you do according to your law. We support you do according to your law.
Well, the impact of Galamsey on Ghana's rivers and water bodies has only deepened public's mistrust in the nation's water systems. Across the country, even in the most modest homes where water flows from the tap, families are spending a fortune on sachet and bottled water, desperately seeking a safer alternative. But are those who turn to sachet water truly free from contamination? Features editor Richard Kujunyako explores the growing phenomenon in our hotline documentary, Drinking with Suspicion.
Even as the pollution of the rivers continue unabated, the managing director of Ghana Water Company Limited, Clifford Brimer, believes the water they produce is good enough for drinking and that there is no cause for alarm.
It's marketing. The sachet water people want to let them know that, and to your surprise, most of the sachet people fetch our water and bag it. They don't do any treatment process, but they tell them what is in that bag is more wholesome than where they fetch it, because they fetch it into another container. Probably the container is contaminated. And they now put it in a bag, lose it and sell it to you. So there are marketing issues that is creating trust issues.
At the helm of the Ghana Standards Authority is Professor Alexander Dodu, the Director General overseeing efforts to guarantee that the water Ghanaians rely on meets the highest safety and quality standards.
The Ghana standards for water excludes the presence of heavy metals, period. So any activity which will contribute to the presence of heavy metal in water, because if you're using a borehole, it's going to be surface water. You're going to, drill down, but whatever is on the surface will percolate down. So, and heavy metal doesn't go away. So wherever there is heavy metal, it will show up in water. If heavy metal shows up in water, that water is not safe, not fit for consumption.
In homes across the country, this is the new reality. Even as they pour from sachet, the people of Ghana drink with suspicion. The unseen consequences of galamsey have infiltrated every aspect of life, eroding trust and safety in something as basic as water. Mabel, a food vendor at Community 25 in Tema, no longer trusts the water flowing through her tap. For her, it's simply undrinkable, tainted and unfit for her or her customers. Despite being connected to a water supply, she remains convinced that what pours into her home is still polluted. The price of sachet water is high, but the price of trust is even higher.
Sometimes when I fetch the water and I'm going to use it to bath, and then use that same water to wash my underpart, it's very scary. It's the chlorine. And then even the kind of scent we hear from the water, yes.
And those are excerpts of the documentary Drinking with Suspicion. It airs on the Super Morning Show and on the Joy News channel at 8:30 a.m. on Monday. Now to the election headquarters.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
The opposition NDC has rejected appeals from the Electoral Commission to its flag bearer John Mahama to bring the party to the discussion table over the voters' register dispute. The NDC will be demonstrating in all parts of the country as part of its demand for a forensic audit of the register, which it claimed had been bloated. But addressing a news conference on Thursday, the commission described the planned protest as unnecessary and one that will not yield any results. Deputy EC Chair Samuel Tete says former President John Mahama must impress on his party to come to the table for dialogues to continue.
The Commission strongly believes that the surest way to attaining a credible and robust register is not through demonstrations. There is simply nothing to demonstrate about. This is because the Commission has repeatedly requested the data on discrepancies from the NDC to no avail. We are of the view that the stance taken by the NDC will not produce a credible register. The Commission is of the view that the best place to resolve the issues they have identified is the discussion table. Taking to the streets will not ensure a credible register. It will only cause tensions and suspicions, which are unwarranted. We call on the former president of Ghana, an eminent and respected statesman of the republic, to encourage and bring his party to the table, as that is the best place to address issues and ascertain the truth regarding the voters' register.
Well, the Electoral Commission also says it appears this is the first time the NDC is paying attention to the voters' register, as the 2016 register contained plants and animals representing voters. The EC insists it has already resolved all the discrepancies the NDC has brought to its attention.
The forensic audit is not what needs at this time. It is premature. The Commission wishes to inform the general public that the voters' exhibition exercise in itself is an audit. The exhibition offers an avenue for the auditing of the register. It unearths discrepancies and allows for prescribed legal processes to correct the discrepancies. Perhaps this is the first time the NDC has taken interest in the register. Otherwise, one would have expected them to call for such an audit of the 2016 register, which contained photos of plants and animals representing voters. It is important to note that, contrary to what is being alluded, since 1982, the voters register
has never been audited.
While the commission did not reject the proposal for a forensic audit of the register, the question is, what purpose will a forensic audit serve? The NDC's detection of discrepancies with the provisional voters register is not new, as the commission has maintained. That is the essence of the exhibition exercise. Then, the commission is of the view that the forensic audit is not what is needed at this time. It is premature.
But in a sharp response, National Chairman of the NDC, Johnson Isiedunketia, says the NDC will not back down on its demand. The NDC chairman says the recent commentary by the EC confirms its suspicions and will go ahead with a protest to demand a forensic audit.
We thank them for confirming all the things we have been saying about. Where were the plants and animals? Those people who are in EC now, the only people who have changed are the MPP people they appointed and added. And so if they are claiming that the 2016 register was not EC register, but it was NDC register, by implication they are telling us that 2024 register is MPP. I don't think that they think through some of these pronouncements before they make them.
They say that demonstrations won't change anything, it won't lead to a credible register, and so they want John Mahama to appeal to you people to come to the table. They expect to speak to you so that they can resolve your concerns and not for you to go out there
and
demonstrate.
Sorry, they are assuming that John Mahama cannot think for himself.
Well, we'll stay a while longer on the Electoral Commission because it's final day for the filing of nominations, both for the presidential and parliamentary elections. My colleague, James Avaji, is at the EC's office and joins me. James, is there a rush to meet the 5 p.m. deadline?
Mamiesi, there is a rush to meet that deadline because just as we speak, three aspirants have already. Nana Stevens, an independent candidate, has filed. Prophet Desmond Abrefa of the Jesus Personal Ministries has also filed as an independent candidate. And the PNC's Bernard Mona all filing this morning, bringing the number to at least 17 persons filing as we speak.
Concerning governance, we need people that we can trust. I hope you are getting me. So it's good, but sometimes we have the narrative out there like politics is evil and all kinds of things, and it's driving we, the pastors, from the scene. But we need to be at the front line. First of all, Garamse issue is very, very serious. As you can see, all our water bodies have been destroyed.
Well, let's go on the phone lines now and speak to Deputy EC Chair Dr. Bosman Asari for more regarding the voter register dispute. Mr. Bosman, we're grateful for your time here on the Midday News. First, the NDC says they're not returning for a dialogue and you must accept their demand for a forensic audit. Can there be a middle ground on this matter?
Good afternoon to you, Mamiesi, and good afternoon to your listeners. I think the Commission made it very clear that we have a very robust document, a very robust register, which we are going to use for the 2024 general elections. And we also made it very clear that we are appealing to the leader of the National Democratic Congress, His Excellency, the former president, to engage his party leadership to inform them to join the EC on the discussion table. Because the Electoral Commission strongly believes that embarking on demonstrations will not produce any significant answer. We believe that we've been able to work on all the challenges they've raised. The onus is on the NDC to let us see evidence of the challenges they have. And once we can see evidence of those challenges, which we believe we have addressed, we think that NDC is going to be a satisfied party. The Electoral Commission is also going to be a satisfied player as far as the 2024 elections are concerned.
Well, the NDC also says they've given you a hard drive after you promised them an updated voters register. It's been a week. You have not done what you've promised.
No, we had the meeting with the NDC last week. And in that particular meeting, there was this agreement by the NDC and the EC that the NDC was going to give us evidence of the issues they had identified in the register. So based on that discussion, the Electoral Commission told them that bring us those evidence, and once we finish addressing the concerns you have, we are going to make the new copy available to you. So as we speak, we are still waiting for the NDC to give us that particular evidence. For us at the Electoral Commission, as we've indicated, there is nothing to hide. We only want to ensure that we have a credible system which will enhance the confidence of our electoral process. So we are waiting on the NDC. Make the documents you claim you have available to us. EC will engage you. We sit on the discussion table so that we can let the NDC know and all the other parties know that all the problems they claim they have identified, we've been able to address them. Given the register will eventually be given to all the political parties. Once we have a final document, the parties will have it to be able to compare with what they have. And it's also good to point out that the register was given to all the parties in 2020. We also gave it to them in 2023, and we've given to them 2024. So we believe that they should be able to compare all these registers that have been able that have been given to them. And if there is any problem, they should be able to look at it and inform the commission that this is missing, that is missing. And that's what we are saying. Give us the evidence we have, because we believe we have addressed all the concerns.
All right, thank you so much. Dr. Bosman Asari's Deputy EC Chair. Still on elections, the countdown is on and parties are intensifying campaigns with just 85 days to the general polls. But that is not without some funny moments. Prince Kwame Kuduga chronicles some of the funny sides in the following report.
It is a season of promises, but who is promising the most? It is evident the NPP flag bearer, Dr. Mahmoud Baumia, enjoys taking a swipe at his opponent.
He wants a kukokitikiti and 24-hour disco. The bus is in Wale Wale, and the mate is going to take it from Wale 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 and get to Paga and beyond, and we will transform this country.
And Jomba, incompetent Mahama administration. MPP is going to come and transform Ghana in one and a half years. And factory, ma.
The NDC has been clamoring for an independent audit of the voters' register, but the EC has a nice explanation to the NDC's demands.
Perhaps this is the first time the NDC has taken interest in the register. One would have expected them to call for such an audit of the 2016 register, which contained photos of plants and animals representing voters.
They may be considered underdogs in the electoral race, but they are not taking the elections lightly. The APC's Hassan Ayariga and LPG's Kofi Akpaluu are slugging it out.
I win this election, and where the votes are going to come from, myself, I don't even know. But I know one thing for sure, that I win this election. I'm the next president of Ghana. Nobody can change it.
Wow. He's dreaming, and I want him to wake up. Kofi is still dreaming. When he's awake, then we can discuss the issues.
And you remember this, right? Well, that was President Akufo-Addo in 2020, but the NDC flag bearer John Dramani Mahama has a remix. Until the elections are over, you can always trust us to bring you more of the funny quotes on the campaign trail. And of course, politics in Ghana should never be boring. Prince Kwame Kuduga's report for Joy News.
And it's a good time to take a break on the midday news here on Joy 99.7 FM. When we return, we have sports and also collapse fund management firm set for crucial meetings on the first 700 million Ghana cedis payout for claimants in ongoing bailout exercise.
Now, I am aware that the AM fund, the managers of the AM fund will be holding a meeting in the coming days. And they will explain to the investors, because the money is going to be released in three tranches.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrol Source, clean fuel in full quantity.
The luckiest
stars.
#7712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah, the luckiest.
#7712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers. The luckiest.
#7712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah. The luckiest.
#7712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
#7712#.
You could be the luckiest.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your attention. So it's 24 corporate organizations gathering at a multi-sports complex of modern touch. And of course, one big day for the big bragging rights. Yes, Ghana's biggest and most established corporate sports event, the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament, is back. Yay! Oh yeah, the Joy Sports Invitational Tournament is back. So you watch the space for more details.
Welcome back to the Midday News. Mubarak is here with Sports. Mubarak.
Yeah, so later today at 3 p.m., Swat Raman FC will face CS Constantine of Algeria at Accra Sports Stadium in the first leg of the CAF Confederation Cup second round. Swat Raman eliminated Elect Sports in their previous round and will aim to replicate that success against the Northern Africans, starting with a win this afternoon. It's time to hear from their head coach, Yao Preku.
We're going to do our possible best to get us to get a victory against them. It's a team that's a very young team, and I'm very proud of what we've achieved so far. But I believe Confederation is where you have to market yourself. And I keep telling the boys, this is a state. Sometime in your career, it might not come again. So you need to take advantage of it. Don't panic. Just go in and enjoy yourself. Prepare against our next opponent and do our possible best to win that match.
Yeah, and there's more on game plan at 1:15 p.m. And the man is back, Fentio Tahiru Fentio.
We'll join you. Now, heads of collapsed fund management firms have been asked to anticipate crucial meetings in the coming days to discuss the disbursement of the initial tranche of 700 million Ghana cedis out of the 1.5 billion cedis from government. The money is part of an initial amount of 9 billion cedis set aside for the bailout of these collapsed institutions. We can hear from Director General of the Securities and Exchanges Commission, Reverend Daniel Obami Tete.
So the 1.5 billion is supposed to come in three tranches.
Yeah.
700 million, 400 million, and another 400 million, making the 1.5.
Mm.
It's supposed to be released. Let me explain that the money doesn't come to the SEC. That is what people misconstrue.
Now, this afternoon, the best place to be as a prospective homeowner seeking to inquire and purchase all housing needs is the Good Park near the Accra Mall, where the final train of the 2024 Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair is making a stop starting from today till Sunday, 15 September 2024.